Okay.
Okay. Thanks for coming to this meeting. How are we doing on our remote? We have some ideas and some ideas for what people want. All right, let's just go over the agenda real quick for this meeting, see if I can't get things moving along here a little bit better. I'll go over what we went over last time, which shouldn't take long. Then I believe each of you have a presentation. I was sent a couple more requirements for our remote, what they want. Then we can come to a conclusion on what we want the remote to do, how it's going to do it, hopefully. And then we'll have the closing, which we'll have 40 minutes for. Let's see, the last meeting, we went over who was responsible for what. I'm responsible for leading the meetings, keeping the notes, and coming up with the final presentation. Corinne is our marketing expert. She's gonna figure out what the consumer wants. Ryan is our user interface designer, and Manuel is the industrial designer. So you're gonna come up with the ideas, Ryan, and you're gonna pick them apart. We decided our remote, we wanted it to be a universal remote that everyone would want. We want it to be modern, fun, different. It needs to be sturdy, easy to find, so we can have that locator function. And we want it to be different. And then we went over a couple of different ideas, the ball-shaped phone, the keyboard shape. We decided that it should probably be one-handed, something you can use with one hand. And that was our last meeting. So why don't do each of you have a presentation? Okay, I'll hand it off to you, and does anyone want to go first?
Yeah.
We can maybe see what the people want.
Alright, well, this is my report, which is going to be based pretty much on a survey that I was sent. Oh gosh, I'm not in.
Okay. Just press the arrow key.
Okay. Sorry, I actually need to see something else on my screen.
You want to be on both screens? Or
no, I want
just
something
yours?
Else. Is that possible?
Yeah, but I think you have to hit escape. And then you can. Yeah.
Okay, but now you don't have that.
Oh, hit F8 again.
Sorry, guys.
I know, I did something. And then it should come up. Shortly.
Is there no way I can give you the slideshow?
I think, oh, is the slideshow and something on your screen?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, maybe minimize that screen and then have you both up at some point.
Okay, so first of all, the method that I used was by doing some marketing research, by doing research on some interviews that were conducted, and then some internet research. And I was sent a report that was, I think there were 100 remote users that they interviewed. And so I will show you some of the results from that, which I think will be helpful. Okay, here are some of the findings. They said that the users dislike the look and feel of their current remote controls. And 75% of the users find their remote controls to be ugly, which is a fairly significant number, I would say. And 80% of the users would be willing to spend more money if they could get a remote that would look fancy. So I think that earlier we were on to something when we were talking about having it be a modern, cool look. I think that's definitely important. They say the current remote controls do not match well the operating behavior of the user. 75% of users said they zap a lot. And if anyone could clarify what that means. Zap? Does that just mean like changing the channel?
Just using it.
Okay. And 50% of users say that they're only using 10% of the buttons on their remote control. And there was something else. They kept track of the frequency per hour and using certain buttons. And some of them, it looks like, barely need to be included at all. Of course, channel selection is used the most frequently. And then teletext was the next. Volume, and then power. And then audio settings, and screen settings, and channel settings were practically never used. So I think we could definitely eliminate, or somehow combine a lot of the functions into one button. The biggest user frustrations, as we've said, 50% of people find that their remotes are lost somewhere, and so I think a tracking device of some sort would be a good idea. They said 34% said it takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote, and 26% said that the controls are bad for RSI.
That's too strange.
What is it?
Just your best exchange, I think. So I guess.
Okay. And so base, oh, okay. As far as speech recognition goes, the younger group looks like they're all for it. The 15 to 25 age group, over 90% said they would pay more. And it kind of just went down incrementally. The groups, the older they get, it looks like the less willing they are. Okay, so maybe we could discuss this and think, decide if we think it's worth investing in this, at least if we're targeting the younger groups. And so, in conclusion, some things that I drew from this are that I think we were correct. We definitely need to focus on a new modern appearance, since so many people seem to be concerned about the ugliness of the remote control. A multifunctional remote could be a good thing to explore, so you only have one rather than five different remotes sitting all over your room. We need to simplify the remote and reduce the number of buttons, get rid of the ones that don't seem to be serving much purpose. And then lastly, I thought that maybe we could discuss the idea of speech recognition. And that's it.
Okay, very nice. Now we actually have some ideas of what people want, what we should focus on.
Sorry, did you guys get time to write everything that you needed?
Having just listened to what Karen just said, I'll draw on some of the things as well. There's something that's sort of relevant to what I want to say. Okay, so I'm just going to, approach of technical functions design. The method I used was to explore the technical functions of a remote control, and the simplest approach I came to is to change, program, and operate an electronic device remotely. I mean, that's an obvious thing to say, but it's not attached to the device that you want to control. I had some things sent to me, not very much, to look at single devices, findings from them, and then personal preferences that I would suggest. We discussed the universal one, which has been brought up again then, but I think a universal remote control is actually quite a difficult object to design, and possibly within maybe the budget that we do, because you need to know all the specifications of all the electronic companies. I'm not sure you ever come across a universal remote control yourself, but you have to, they're a nightmare to use. You have to set them, reset them to everything, and that would only add buttons, whereas I think the aim is to take away buttons. So I think it's better than maybe concentrate on maybe just a universal one for TVs, or maybe just one that you could design, and then different people, manufacturers, could use it to set their specifications if the aim is to get something which you can design. Okay, here's just two pictures of remote controls, just simple TV remote controls. But one is user-centered, that is the one on the left. And you can straight away see there's less buttons. And the other one is some engineer-centered, where that's more specified fully, sort of the elaborate piece of equipment it's trying to control. And that's which appeals more to the product that we want, and on what the findings have said in the market research and stuff. They're probably looking at something that should be user-centered, fewer buttons, simpler to use. And if 10% is hidden away, if 10% is what's used, maybe the other 50%, the buttons that are used very rarely by programming, they could be hidden, maybe under some remote controls that you might come across, and maybe a little flip thing where they're hidden away, and the main buttons are the ones you come across. Our product, I think, should be user interface orientated. Like I said, to concentrate on TV remote control, a universal mode might be too complex. And as what the major findings of the market research, as I said, it's the image and the appearance that people dislike, so that we should concentrate on something, set a trend, and change the fashion of remote controls. And that's it.
What was your last conclusion on that one? Focus on
on the image of it.
Yeah.
The actual design.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to talk to you about the working design. The interior is basically, which is what dictates the design, both the interface basically and the outer appearance, because this is all the stuff that needs to go in there. Right? So unfortunately, the people who were supposed to do this little presentation for me obviously were too drunk to actually accomplish it, so I'm going to do lots of the stuff on the board. just this is the basic premise of a remote control. The basic function is to send messages to another system. Okay, so much is clear. An energy source feeds an integrated circuit chip that can compose messages, often in the form of infrared bits. This is the mostly used. There's also some sound systems, but infrared is the better, the more used system. That's a computer as well. A user interface controls the chip and accordingly the messages. This is where my people screwed up, basically. So I'm going to explain that on the board rather. What we have is different components that obviously need to go in there to start with an energy source. Usually a battery, since that's not feasible to have a cable to that. This energy source, of course, is connected to the user interface itself, which can be buttons, whatever, which in fact controls a chip. Interface, chip. The way this goes normally is that this chip then controls an infrared MEM that sends out the signal. Of course, the signal differs accordingly, depending on what the chip tells the infrared MEM, and of course that's controlled. The chip itself is controlled by the user interface. What you normally do is that you add a little device such as a LAN to the whole thing as well, so that you know that it's working. Basically, if you press something, you get a response, which is also comparatively important on one of those devices. Now, this what we're talking about here, or what I think should be discussed, are these two components mostly, the energy source, for one thing, can be altered. What we probably cannot alter is, of course, the infrared, the sending device, basically the infrared lamp. We cannot change the chip which controls the infrared lamp. Right, these two are components that we have to use, and these are dictated by the whole function of the whole thing. The LAN can be put on to the device. It doesn't have to be there. This can be discussed as well. The user interface, that's something we can also discuss. As we've heard, speech recognition is the hype, obviously, in the moment. Speech recognition, interface, we don't know that. Do the usual button thing, or we have a touchpad or something like that. That's something we can discuss. And of course, energy source, batteries, solar cells, who knows? Of course, it's always a question whether these components are in fact available cheap enough, developed enough. That's exposed from the marketing.
So we can keep
industrial design.
The more complex we make it, of course, the more
expensive it's going to get.
Yeah. But people have said that they would, well, younger generations of people said that they would pay more for speech recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So possibly it might be worth the investment.
I think speech recognition is one of those things where it has to be really good for them to work. Sometimes you find yourself just saying things over and over and it's on your phone.
I agree.
And you need to sort of take into like languages and then different dialects as well.
Myself, I find when there's something that's speech recognition, like you call on the phone and you try to change your telephone or power or something, sometimes they have a speech recognition on the other end, and you say one for this, and you find yourself, like you said, saying the same thing over and over and over. I find myself, especially if I'm in a crowd of people, looking really silly.
Yeah.
So maybe if you're sitting on your couch with a bunch of people, then
which, I don't know if when you want it, keep saying stuff when you're watching stuff. When you're watching something, when you start, your mind's in
volume up, volume down,
yeah.
Change the channel, you know, channel up, channel down. I don't know.
Another thing about these figures is 91% of the youngest age group said they do it, but probably a lot of them, that's actually their parents' money. Like, I don't know if they would actually go and purchase this. It's not just a 15-year-old, you know?
That's right. The gimmick factor for the younger people. Or perhaps
it's a gimmick factor that they like at first and
gets
a ring, yeah.
Okay. Let's see here.
Do you want to put it on?
Now I was sent a couple of things to modify our new requirements. The remote's only going to be for the television, which is good because we already decided. Your research showed that not only is universal remote more complicated, it's more costly, and your research showed that, you know, most of the people don't even use it. I think you said 50% of the people will use half the, or 10% of the buttons. So if we remove the universal remote, then that solves that problem. No teletext. So we don't have to worry about that. But we do have to use, the company wants us to incorporate the corporate color and our slogan, which is we put the fashion in electronics. And our corporate colors are gray and yellow. And we could probably get away with black too. So those are the three new requirements that I was told we need to use. From all three of your presentations, I think that we were on the right track a lot in our last meeting. We want something that looks good. We want something that's simple. We want something that you can find easily. And the speech recognition, I guess, is kind of a give or take. It's going to cost more. The younger people say that they like it, but it's probably, I would say, probably not worth the investment at this point in time. So maybe we should just do away with speech recognition. And that way we can focus on our form.
I did have a thought about the sort of the tracking thing. Is that it became maybe a holder, a holster, whatever you want to call it, that you should put it back in your remote. But if you don't put it back in, you press something like this, what's wrong with that? And that just sort of sends out the spanner where it is, isn't it? Just for it, that shouldn't be too complex. I thought.
That'd be good if we were going with our ball.
Yeah, it would be kind of.
Or with, you know, I guess with any form, that would be good. You know, that could be the charger for, you know, we could use rechargeable batteries in the remote, and that would be for solar or, you know, however you want to go about it. The holder could also be the charging unit.
Yeah.
With the locator button. And if it were the ball, you'd no longer have to have a flat space on it.
Yeah.
Well, we still
have this.
You
kind
still
of hold on to it. And
you put it on the couch table while you're watching.
It's
going to
roll
off,
away.
So that's not an issue. Really.
So I guess after the meeting, we'll have some questionnaires and some summaries for what's going on. Then we'll take lunch, and we can come back and work on our individual work. I'll do the minutes. It looks like you're already on your way for working with the components, chips, what chips we need and what, you know, how to power it and whatnot. User interface concept, we want it to be something simple. Minimal number of buttons. I guess our main thing that we should focus on until then is probably deciding on a certain look.
Yeah.
Did you have time earlier to work on that? Did you guys feel you had enough time in between our meetings to get everything done that you need to get done?
Well, yeah, I'll have a try to look at the surveyors in the next break. I do still think it needs to be something that is ultimately one-handed, board probably not ready, and even something that's held like that might be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it still has to be a variation. Or maybe on a rectangle, but maybe not necessarily one as plain as a rectangle.
Should we maybe shoot for a specific target group? That way we can, I mean, if we were shooting for young guys, then it's a certain look to the remote, or girls or older people. You think that would help us find a specific form that we would want to pick out?
I don't know if that might come up from the chain watching. Do you find anything for that?
Yeah, not yet. Well, maybe by the next meeting we'll have something for that.
So we know that the remote's going to have to be, just say we've got a color scheme for it. Yellow, and you know, yellow, it's nice and bright, with the buttons being gray or black, and our slogan pasted somewhere on it on the bottom.
Oh,
and,
sure.
Yeah. Maybe we could sketch. So basically, all of our remotes, all of our typical remotes now are just kind of a rectangular sort. Maybe we could flare it or something, you know, so it's more, of course, it will look like a bone then. Everyone memorize that.
I mean, imagine to look at my sort of the shape and trend of like things like mobile phones and shapes that they're laying together.
Yeah.
You've gone from big, quick, block things, which are the remote controllers, to sort of slinky, small things.
Yeah, everybody's got a mobile phone,
right?
Except me now. Uh, mobile phones, they've kind of taken a turn to where they're really small.
Yeah.
Which may defeat our purpose for being able to locate a remote all the time.
Right.
But then again, you don't want, you know, like, the first mobile phone that was this big and you had a handbag to carry it around in. So we've got basically what remotes look like now. It's kind of what we're stuck with. Maybe we could go with a square or something. You know, with minimal number of buttons. I guess you've got, you know, 1 through 9. Type in your channels. You've got volume up and down, channel up and down,
power.
That's pretty much all you need, I think. A menu button, maybe. So, you know, if we want the remote to do other things like, or I guess the TV to be able to change the tint and the color and, you know, all those kind of things that are built into TVs, we just have that under one standard menu button where you go in, press the menu button, scroll up and down to select it.
Yeah.
Talking of which, maybe scrolling function is not too bad.
Okay. So
talk about maybe looking up from the side.
Where are we? Which is technically the easiest option would probably be like scrolling wheel like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like a wheel on your mouse.
There are some examples.
Can even, coming from mice, can you add the click function where you, in order to verify the information, you just press it down.
Right.
It's a great idea. Also, when it comes to the ergonomics of the whole thing, if you want to make it square for the looks of it, then maybe comfortable to hold the whole thing and go bulge down here. Maybe from an engineering point, this could be holding the batteries and so on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm getting at here?
Yeah.
From
mm-hmm.
Look at it from the side. You hold it in your hand like this.
Yeah.
Maybe you bring the buttons nearer to the, or the more important buttons nearer to the side.
To the thumb, yeah. Maybe the buttons could like, decrease in the bigger ones.
Yeah.
They have to be bigger in size and the ones that are less important, smaller here.
You can also, maybe talking about mobile phones again, sliding motion.
Yeah.
With the lesser used functions
behind
part and
yeah.
Slides into that part.
Because I've just been sketching something similar, just like on a sort of side room. Something that, you know, sort of fit in the hand better. So, you know, just sort of have your hand.
Oh, I was just thinking,
this
of course causes a problem for left or right handed people, actually.
Yeah, it's also true. That basically is always going for the right handed person.
Right.
But I mean, it's the old.
Yeah, is everyone who in here is right handed, left handed?
Right.
It's all right.
Yeah.
So, I'm left handed, but. So I can say that most things are designed for right-handed people.
That's not
like the written language. Or English.
Maybe you could buy like a special left-handed version.
Maybe, yeah.
Special order.
I would say, I mean, it should be probably designed for a right-handed person.
Yeah.
But that's good. That's, I think we've got kind of a good plan there. least for what buttons we're gonna use. So we've got, I like the scroll action and the...
I mean, I'm just thinking maybe if it was a circular, this sort of, that sort of, the sort of early idea I had was the way that was more like that. Whereas this is just the one-handed thing, you sort of almost wrap around the thumb, so you have it, you put your hand into the thumb there. And you've got all the buttons sort of around here, and that I think could work.
Yeah.
On the other hand,
kind of like holding that.
If you just have it like wrapping around the left or the
It minimises its size wise.
Minimises its size, you know, really quite small. Then there's maybe
another point of making it the 2-in-1. Smaller device that actually fits into the big one. Give full functions in here and just a couple of functions in there.
Yeah.
Like your zapping device that's just channels up, down, volume, and on, off. That's it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So two remotes in one, but then would be easier to lose one for the other.
That's right. Means the big one has to be sufficiently big and perhaps heavy so you can't move it around. Make it a piece of furniture.
It actually is your coffee table.
Yes.
Yes, there you go.
Okay, well, we need to finish up here. So for the next... before the next meeting, shall we work on your watching trends to see what kind of new information we've got going on? Manuel, you're going to work on the components for what we're going to use. Let's go with our rounded, kind of fit in your hand. Let's explore the possibility of having a two-piece, so one for the quick zapping, and possibly one, you know, with just that rounded part that fits into your hand. And Ryan, you work on how well they'll work with the user, so both of those concepts. And okay, I think we made some good progress here. See you in, I don't know, I guess we'll take lunch in about half an hour, or I guess we'll be taking lunch shortly, and then about half an hour after that we'll probably have another meeting.
What?
Okay.